Welcome to Radio Seatbelt Insider. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and with me today is a true American hero. Carl Riemensperger is a proud U.S. Marine veteran. He and his wife, Karen, have been married since 2009. And his story is part of our ongoing series about pets and the difference they can make in your life. Welcome, Carl.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Tell me about Gunner Goes.
Gunner Goes is a children's book storybook series that focuses on my adopted and rescued Black Labrador Retriever mix named Gunner.
You have a number of books out. Gunner Goes to the Bedroom Ball. Gunner Gets Lucky. How did this all start up? And Gunner is actually a 10-year-old Black Labrador Retriever, and he's launched a whole interesting journey for those who meet him.
He's a bit of a celebrity here in Tampa. He's not an A-lister or a B-lister, not even a C-lister. He's a D-lister dog. When children meet him, they are instantly attracted to a very loving and fun dog that that found a way into our home. And I can tell you the story of how Gunner did get to our home.
Please tell us that. We can't wait to hear about your forever baby.
So we'll start way, way back, and that is dogs will give you thousands of good days in their lifetime and one really, really, really bad day. Maybe it may turn into weeks. But I had a dog, a Labrador, a chocolate Labrador, that was named Max. In 2018, September 1st, we had to put Max down. And I was fully against having another dog in my life because of the pain that you typically, when you associate with a dog and when you have a dog in your home for 18 years, Max lived to 18. When you have a dog that long, you tend to shy away from having another one. I told my wife, I'm never getting another dog. Not because I didn't love dogs, because I did love dogs. So she said, well, what about fostering? And I said, fostering, yeah, that's pretty fun. I mean, you know, it's a good thing and you get cuddles. It's only temporary. I think we can do that. So we started fostering. We had one or two dogs come through. The third dog that came through our household as a foster was Gunner. And the way I tell the story is that Gunner, dogs will choose you, and cats will choose you as well. But the way I tell the story is Gunner has wolf instincts. And when he saw that hole in my heart, right, I'm the wounded one. I'm the weakest of the pack. What do wolves do? They go for the weakest of the pack. Gunner would follow me around. And 2 weeks into our fostering, my wife would turn to me and say, you know, we're keeping him, right? And I said, nope, nope, nope. He's going. We're going to find him a good home. So third week, I'm smitten. I'm keeping Gunner. And that's just the story of how he came into our life. That was January of 2019.
So you fostered with, you know, this is all about rescue animals. Our pet segments always are about rescue. The importance of rescuing an older dog. People sometimes overlook the joy about that. And you rescued him from a Florida All Retriever Rescue, FAR?
That's correct. We as you know, he was the third dog to come through. We were exclusively fostering through FAR. They're in Clearwater. We were notified that an incoming dog was coming from Alabama, and we signed up for Gunner, not knowing anything about him. He came to our home, and the rest is history. But the sure thing is that dogs will choose you, and that's what Gunner did.
Well, thank you for making a difference in the homeless dog population. Now, tell us a little bit how you came up with the Gunner books.
It was 2022 by the time I had a series of ideas in my head. My wife and I would go to Gunner to dinner, and we talk about Gunner and the funny things that he would do, and they just built up, and I wrote a few ideas down on my notepad, and she said, we need to write a storybook about this, and I said, you know what? I'll get to it. Yep, I'll get to it. It was 3 years after we had gotten Gunner where I sat down one summer. It took me 3 months, and I penned 7 stories about Gunner, all destined to be published by my publishing company, Gunner Goes Series.
Who did the illustrations? They're just so charming.
Transcend Studio is a studio that does artwork in New Jersey. They do a sort of an anime cartoony look, which is what I was looking for. I think dogs deserve, you know, the friendly invitational images, and they're very colorful in the book. So my illustrators are like a husband-wife team in New Jersey. They do a fantastic job.
You know, Gunner is the real Gunner, I understand, likes a pup cup, a twisty treat. He's always up for a car ride. He knows a lot of human words, like no. And you tuck his boy into bed every night. There's a little stuffed animal here in studio, folks. You'll see it when you look at the audio blog. This is adorable. Tell us a little bit about the Gunner Paws Port.
So we after we wrote the storybooks, we thought having a character that goes along with the book. These are all bedtime storybooks. So having a cuddly plushie that can go to bed with the child after you read the storybook makes a good connection. The idea for the Paws Port was that when you take your Gunner, when the child takes Gunner somewhere, we want them to write their own story. I already know the stories of Gunner. I wrote them down. There's seven of them. I want to hear the stories of where all of these Gunner plushies go. So you write the story, you take a picture, then you upload it back to my social media. We've had a few dogs go on cruises. We've had dogs go to Romania. We've had dogs go on college search trips just this past summer. So it's a fun way for people to connect and children to write stories, give them assignment over the summer to feed back some fun back to my social media.
You know, Carl, as a father of five, I know you had a lifetime of experience as storytelling, and I just love that the Gunner gets lucky. You know, he's in Florida. You base a lot of this on not just Gunner, but your own experiences traveling and moving around too, right?
Yes. Every book is based in reality. So I do take creative license, right? I try to make them a little bit funny. A humor that maybe at times could be dry, but dads are like that sometimes. But they are based on places where Gunner goes. Gunner goes on vacation with us. Unfortunately, I'm going on vacation for 2 weeks on a cruise, and they don't allow Gunner. So I will be bringing my baby Gunner with me with his paws port, and I'll write some stories, not to be published, but things that will get posted with photos as the real Gunner gets to stay with his grandma in Sarasota.
So Gunner also helps kids understand things. Tell me a little bit about Gunner Goes to the Bus Stop. I love that.
So Gunner Goes to the Bus Stop is the fifth book in the series. And it's after Gunner's had some time to spend with his family. It's been a summer. He's had the entire attention of his boy. And now it's the first day of school for his boy. So he wonders what's going to happen to him if his boy goes to school. What is he going to do all day? And is that a problem? So the story is about a dog that ends up spending time alone, which is an important lesson for children. How do you spend time alone, and how do you get over that?
I love that. Now, a portion of the book sales goes to rescue animals, correct?
That's correct. So when I partner with a rescue at any event, I will donate $3 a book goes to that particular rescue. If I partner with FAR at an event, they also get the $3. But primarily, any online sales that I generate will go to FAR. A portion, 25% of my revenue goes to FAR on a regular basis. I send them a check every quarter.
And you, I met you over at the England Brothers Park on Sunday. They have a wonderful Tampa Bay markets there. Tell us where you'll be when you get back. You do a number of different places.
I'll be back there actually September 1st at that same park. I know that there's an event there. It's a children's focused event. But prior to that, when I get back from my vacation, we will be in Ocala for the Kids Fest. It's August 10th and 11th, I believe. So I know it's a bit far from Tampa. If you had the chance to come up, Gunner would love to see you. We'll do some readings. There's a bunch of fun stuff for children to do there. It's at the World Equestrian Center in Ocala. So it's air conditioned. I don't do events in the summertime that much with Gunner, only because he's 10 and a half years old, and I do want to respect him. He has a contract with me. He sits in the car in the air-conditioned car as I set up, and then when I'm closing, he gets back in the air-conditioned car. So that's our contract But this one's indoors, and I would appreciate people coming out to see Gunner.
So I want to tell you where you can find out more about Gunner. Gunner, G-U-N-N-E-R, GoesSeries.com. If you want to get a hold of Carl, please contact info@GunnerGoesSeries.com. Hey, share with us some of the goofy stuff Gunner's been doing this summer.
Goofy? Well, he is goofy all the time. He loves to swim. One of the things that we're working on right now is there, and this is in full support of the Humane Society of Tampa Bay, Gunner is running for the calendar contest. People can go online and vote for their favorite dog or cat for the calendar contest. Gunner is in fifth place. He has over 1,600 votes. The competition at the top is very, very difficult. We have some other dogs that are in the running that have over 3,000. So Gunner's halfway there, but we do appreciate if you'd like to do a donation, 100% tax-deductible donation directly to the Humane Society, Gunner would appreciate your votes.
Well, I'm going right home. I love Gunner. Gunner is so adorable, little plush animal. Can you buy the plush animal at the same place as you get the books?
You can buy the plush animal only in one place. It's off of my website. Or if you happen to meet me at one of the events, we will sell them there to you.
So my passport in hand, the United Paws of America, I want to thank Carl for being here today. And we can't wait to see Gunner Goes again.
Thank you so much, Nanette.